Oxygen Financial.
The six commandments of personal finance. Ted Jenkins, Oxygen Financial. I didn't know there were six, Ted.
Well, there are six of mine. These are Ted's official commandments for what you need to do with your personal finance. And I heard you guys talking before. I'm sort of that, you know, financial Sherpa. I'm that Rabbi Sherpa that everyone needs in their life. And it's interesting we're talking about commandments today because everyone needs one to start saving money on their bottom line.
You're my burning bush. You are. You're the guy that knows. And is he right about these coupons? Like I just downloaded that app.
Coupon Sherpa is a good, it's a good app.
It's a good one?
There's a bunch out there. I mean, there are about a million moms that got into this. There's Coupon Mom. There's Money Saving Mom. But the best one I like is the
Money Whore Mom. That's my favorite.
Yeah, but I'm not a mom. I like the whore mom too. But I can't do it.
She's not a coupon saver though. That's the thing. It's not the.
Yeah, she rips people off.
She just takes it.
She makes money for her kids, but has to do other things in return.
Oh, so wrong.
But the crazy coupon lady, I think, is the best. It's crazy with the K and the coupons with the K. The crazy coupon lady is the best. She's got unbelievable things on her site, but why you would go buy something and at least not check the internet and type in, is there a deal to be had wherever you're going, is just insane because if you can save 5, 10, 15% on what you're doing, that all adds up.
A lot of people don't know about it and don't think about it. And you see the price or in the department store, wherever you are online, you say, oh, 5% off, 10% off. That's enough for a lot of people.
And there's also ways to get around that. If you see a price that you don't think is fair, you swap it out with a price that you do feel is fair.
And that's illegal.
There's a small thing to check before you go. It's called the World Wide Web. You just go on there and type in stuff.
I know. I'm learning. My wife now does the, what does she do, Nathans? What's that thing called? The
cartwheel.
She does cartwheel.
Wow. Pregnant? You better be careful.
She's athletic.
She is. She ran this morning. But no, we walk into Target because that's going to be a great place to buy baby stuff. I've already figured that out. And we do the cartwheel. So I'm learning.
This is good. Well, I'll give you one of my first commandments on here, which is good that you were talking about coupons because it led into this, is that thou shalt not spend more than you make. Okay. Now, that seems like a simple concept, but this is the concept of not going into credit when you don't have the money to actually spend. And this is what kills a lot of people here in Atlanta, is that this time of year, you're going to get your year-end credit card statement. This is the time of year to go through it and say, well, where did I actually spend money? Because a lot of people make 50 grand, 70 grand, 100 grand, but they don't know where all their money goes. I don't know where it goes right now. So it's important you don't outspend what you're making, but a lot of people do.
And if you go on the finances of thirds, which is what the rule to live by, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So when you go through, right, you should look at your credit card statement and go, a third of this should be for entertainment. A third of this should be for whatever. And then a third of it should be, how did I profit off of that third of the money that I spent? How did I profit in any sort of way, correct?
Yeah. Well, a lot, I've used those rule of thirds on the side, too, when you look at people getting pay raises. A lot of people, when they get a pay raise of $5,000 or $10,000, they automatically spend it. If you just save a third of every pay raise, you'll get rich. Because you won't strip into this thing called lifestyle inflation, you know, which is that if you make more money, you can increase your lifestyle, but then eventually your income's going to contract.
Yeah, I used
everybody
to watch,
in life.
I
it's
used to watch
happen.
That lifestyle of the rich and famous, though. You want to be that guy.
You want to be with Robin Leach.
Hi.
Drinking champagne.
So lifestyle, rich and famous.
All right, well, give us another
command. One big one in here is that, you know, thou shalt avoid get-rich-quick schemes. There are a lot of people, and everyone that's listening will come into something. Some guy says, I got a business, or I got a great real estate opportunity. Or
oil
got
in Tennessee.
Yeah, let me name a couple of Baileys.
You guys missed out on that.
Oil in Tennessee. Fireworks. You wanted a fireworks store for a while.
Oh, I still do, but the laws here suck.
Okay. Is there anything else that you came up with?
A bunch of TV shows.
Yeah, TV shows.
Yeah, but
and then the crazy thing is the TV shows come out, and he had it first, but then somebody does it.
But the oil in Tennessee, you watch, man.
I'm still saying you're nuts on that.
Ted,
he's oil in
Tennessee?
In oil in Tennessee.
What's it called? The Shell?
It's the fracking, you know.
Fracking.
What they did in Tennessee, actually, that did make a lot of money is they had the coal mines, and they basically went down. They fracked for natural gas, and people made a lot of money.
I was fracking stupid for not investing.
You know what? You're a fracker.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That time that somebody comes and says that to you, this is where people, when they have cash in their hands, a lot of people think they're going to invest 5 grand or 10 grand. Someone says they're going to turn into $1 million. Guys, I sat in a pitch literally last week all about the marijuana business, all about it. You know, basically, you put in 100 grand and in 10 years, you're going to have 5 million. There's actually, I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's growing so fast now. There's an app that's coming out that's going to be the PayPal of pot.
Yeah.
because you can't transact with banking right now, and there are 8 states that are legal. It's called PayQuick. And this is going to be a peer-to-peer way to be able to, you know, buy marijuana.
So is there money in it for their average
I think that app's actually going to do well. That one will do well.
100 grand and make millions.
Tons of money in the
I didn't say
business.
That fund was going to do well. I just said that the app was going
to
do well.
But I'm about to say, because Nate, you'll start growing it for us, won't you, at your place?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you know how much money he makes after the show selling it to kids at the middle school?
I know. I see what he does.
And he's got an app for it, too, for the kids, because they all got iPhones now.
Let's call it the Thans.
Yeah. Hey, in 2018, Nate, every California will be able to grow 6 pot plants legally in 2018.
Let's move.
That's why
on the road.
That's why he wants to go to Denver for his bachelor party. Yeah. So we can go to the dispensary.
No, I just like mountains.
Yeah. So what else you got?
Well, one of my big ones on here is thou shalt pay thyself first. You know, a lot of people, what they think they're going to do is
look
make money,
spend
money, and then at the end of it, they'll say, whatever I have left over, I'm going to save. But once it ends up in that checking account, I'm going to tell you, it goes right out the back door. What you've got to be able to do is take it off the top. Ideally, get to 10% first, but the real number is to try to save 20% of what you make. That is the real number. A lot of people think it's getting returns in the markets, but it's more about saving. If you save 20% of whatever you make right off the top, that's how you end up building wealth.
Well, how about somebody like Brandy that says she has a hard time saving? She's like, hey, I'm making ends meet, because she's living, you know, Brandy lives the high life.
She's as frugal as it gets. She can save 20%.
Oh, I wish I could.
No, she's the type of person that says she has less money than what she really does. I know.
No,
her type. Nate's the same way.
I honestly wish that I was, but no, I'm not.
Yeah, because you make me worry. You tell me you can't literally save.
I absolutely live paycheck to paycheck.
Dude, see, at her house, bothers me. She's got a Maserati at her house. She lives in a 4-story mansion.
And I got a Tesla. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's got a Tesla.
Ah,
you'd be amazed what
it's
they pay that girl.
It'll be here in March.
So anybody, regardless, somebody like Brandy that says she's living paycheck to paycheck.
Well,
you got to find your way.
Start small, right? So we'd say to her right now, is just start 1% in the 401k here. Just start at 1%. Because she could say that, but you don't really know until you take it off the top. Because everything that goes into your checking account, people say they won't spend it, but people that are sitting on a lot of cash now, if you don't invest it somewhere, it's going to burn out the back door for a bathroom remodel or fixing the deck in the backyard or a vacation, or you're going to buy something.
Or a gambling trip to Cherokee.
Or Vegas.
Vegas would be better.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm headed.
He's already got his vacation
But it's like dieting. I remember a while back, you had some like financial diet segment that you did.
Yeah.
And it's very much like a diet. If you want to lose weight, don't eat as many calories. So you would skip a piece of cheese, as simplistic as that.
Start
correct,
cutting
Ted?
Back.
So everybody can save. There is something in your day-to-day life you can go without.
Well, that's why we basically made the 21-day budget cleanse, which is sort of the P90X for finances, right? Everyone goes on some type of program in their lives around diet or exercise. Do a 21-day. Forget about investing right now. We're just talking about cleaning up your budget. And it takes 21 days to go through it, and you got a program for that. It's pretty good stuff.
I think people, too, should come see you, just because we have a new president. Everything's changing. I'm hearing things every day, and you're on top of it, correct?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We're giving away free wigs.
Free wigs.
Free Trump wigs.
All right. You also, quickly, Ted, you got the Bon Jovi thing on the website.
Let me tell you what. We've had more than 400 listeners enter this contest right now. So either apparently people love Bon Jovi or hanging out with Oxygen Financial. We'd like to say it's us. But if you go to oxygenfinancial.net, you got to enter It's My Life contest with Oxygen Financial. There's some sweet tickets there. Bunch of lucky winners will come with us on February 10th to see Bon Jovi and hang out with Oxygen Financial.
There you go.
All right, buddy.